This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist inviting you to join me for the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. I'll be speaking and signing copies of my new book, Alito, The Justice Who Reshaped the Supreme Court and Restored the U.S. Constitution. Learn more at issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death,
upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapters 11
and 13. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. Now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them was named Agabus, and he stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. And this took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. This is the word of the Lord.
Father, before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very When Barnabas and Paul were in Lystra, the people called them Zeus and Hermes. Luke calls them apostles, apostles to the Gentiles. Perhaps this is why our lectionary appoints Mark 6 for the feast of St. Barnabas, the sending out of the 12, two by two, proclaiming repentance and healing. These two, Barnabas and Paul, were sent by the Antioch Church to plant churches in Galatians, which is what apostles do. But Barnabas may have been called by Jesus first. If Clement of Alexandria and Eusebius are right, that Barnabas was one of the 70 called by Jesus as he was traveling through Samaria to Jerusalem for his death. This would make Mark 6 even more appropriate, for the 70 were sent out with the same mission as the 12, to preach the kingdom of God and to heal. Although Peter is the father of the Gentile mission, and Paul gets most of the credit for taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, the Gentile mission could not have happened without Barnabas. His given name is Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, renamed Barnabas by the apostles, which, as you know, means son of consolation or encouragement. He was known for his generosity in selling his field and giving it to the church, and perhaps even better known for being the one who supported Saul of Tarsus before the church of Jerusalem after Saul's conversion. Now Barnabas is sent to Antioch by the Jerusalem church as an overseer. On his arrival, Luke describes him as a man of good spirit, full of the gospel and of faith. Immediately, Barnabas goes to Tarsus to bring Saul to Antioch to work alongside him in preaching and teaching. And because of their ministry, this is where the Christians were first given that name. Now perhaps it was Paul's and Barnabas' generosity that inspired the Antioch church to send them to Jerusalem during the famine, to bring needed relief to the mother church. And then the church in Antioch, of course, send Barnabas and Paul on that first missionary journey to southern Galatia as the Gentile mission begins in earnest. The whole point here is that the story of Barnabas the Levite could not be told apart from the story of Paul the Pharisee, and vice versa. Barnabas brings to the mission the priestly character of Israel, with its focus on sacrifice and atonement and blood. And Paul brings the rigorous Pharisaical interpretation of the Torah that actually shows us how Jesus interprets the scripture. Barnabas and Paul, priest and Pharisee, one a son of consolation, the other a passionate proclaimer of the gospel, together they bring about God's plan for the mission of the church. And there's such irony here that these two unlikely colleagues with different backgrounds and personalities should come together in unity for the sake of the gospel. As apostles, Barnabas and Paul follow in the tradition of the 12 and the 70 that Jesus sent into the harvest. They are sent without provisions, forgoing the things of this world depend on the care and the protection of others. They are not to depend on themselves, but their trust is in the Lord, and the mission is promised. promise that not even the devil will hurt them. The mission of Barnabas and Paul is Christological and it is sacrificial. Like the 70, they are set out as lambs in the midst of wolves. They will be rejected and suffer the consequences of announcing the presence of the kingdom of God. And like their Lord, who won salvation through suffering and death, they enter a cruciform ministry of preaching and healing that will receive the hostility of the world and result in violence. Like their Lord, they will become sacrificial victims of the gospel that calls for the reversal of the world's values. To save their life, they must lose it. They are sacrificial lambs who go forth in the full knowledge of the world's enmity. And in their proclamation, they will show that they are not ashamed of Jesus and his words. Barnabas and Paul carry in themselves, their very own bodies, Jesus' redemption and his peace. And when they are rejected, they will shake the dust off their feet as a witness against those who have rejected them. As his emissaries, Barnabas and Paul now represent Jesus. They carry in their bodies the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in their bodies. And they represent Christ by bearing his cross daily and the image of the Passover lamb who must be sacrificed for the people. With the 12 and the 70, Barnabas and Paul follow this pattern of sacrifice first exhibited by the prophets from the blood of Abel until the blood of Zechariah who perished between the altar and the temple. Barnabas and Paul know that they must depend completely on the Lord and expect to give up their lives for the kingdom. So on this feast of St. Barnabas, we remember that he and his companion, St. Paul, are apostles to the Gentiles, and that we are conformed to the same ministry with them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Because God's mercies are always new, and his compassions never fail, let us pray to the Lord for the whole Church of God, and for all people according to their needs. For this seminary, that God would richly bless our preparation of men and women to serve in his holy church, and that he would grant faithful supporters who through their gifts enable us to carry out our mission. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation, our state, and the communities in which we live, that God would bless our lives together and especially those who lead us, that we may be governed with justice and permitted to lead peaceful and godly lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the elderly and all who live in nursing homes and retirement communities, that God would grant them gracious and loving caregivers, family and friends to visit them, and willing hearts to receive ongoing care. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and injured, that God would grant healing in body and soul, as well as patience to endure their afflictions. And for those who mourn, that God would grant the comfort, hope, and joy of the resurrection to life, eternal, with his Son, Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who, like the blessed Barnabas, have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors, let us give thanks to God. that we may be faithful to the end and be reunited with those whom we love, who have fallen asleep in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And finally, for those who receive the body and blood of our Lord at this altar this morning, that they would be strengthened in their faith unto life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.